Amex 5X on fine hotels and resorts, Citibank introduces Refer a Friend for credit cards, an opportunity to stack an absurd number of deals, which could turn out to be an absurd waste of time. All that and more on today's Milenomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milenomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition. Let's just go ahead and get started, Robert. We'll go right over to the news, and then I think we have something afterwards.
All right, news item number one. Amex has started offering 5X rewards on fine hotel and resort bookings. This is an opportunity to earn rewards when spending cash for fine hotels and resorts bookings. These are these high-end hotels that Amex has done a really good job curating. But I'm really disappointed to see that they don't provide any uplift for membership rewards when booking towards hotels. You get less than a cent a point when redeeming membership rewards this way. So the 5X rewards requires you to pay cash, or even if you did use membership rewards to book them, it wouldn't be a good redemption. I think Amex really needs to look at leveraging the work that they've put into curating this good collection of hotels and fine hotels and resorts and make it something that some of their high-end platinum card holders would like to use. I think they have some utility here, and that's when you find hotels that are affordable because they're at a very low cash rate off season. I'm thinking like resorts in very warm climates that are not popular in the summer. But other than that, I just think that they're an expensive collection of hotels, and getting 5X rewards in them is not something I'm really interested in.
Yeah, it's really an exercise in American Express adding just more complexity to their program. It's very American Express of them. And I know that you have a Shop Talk post coming up about more about American Express. So I guess we'll cover more of it there. But I'm with you, Robert. There's not too much that's exciting me about this. But then again, there are people that spend their membership reward points on Amazon.com and purchase golf putters or weed whackers or whatever. So someone out there is excited, or it's working on someone on some level. Hopefully none of our listeners are out there booking with their points, fine hotels and resorts. But let's just go ahead and move on. The second item of news here today is the City Premier Refer a Friend 10,000 point bonus, which does or does not exist. It's not really clear. I was attempting to refer my wife to the City Premier card. I could not get the Refer a Friend to work, the email link to work at all. How about you, Robert?
No, I was similarly unsuccessful. I got the email from them. I clicked it, said I'd like to refer somebody. Of course, the first thing you always do with these is try to send a referral to yourself to see whether it works and what it's going to look like.
Right.
Never came through. A couple days later, they sent me a thing saying, hey, you signed up to refer, so make sure that you spend $500 so that you can refer people.
So weird, right?
Yeah. Leave it to Citi to come up with a crazy non-functioning way
you
to refer people.
Yeah, you pay us to refer people to us. So hopefully it develops and it goes our way and it becomes a lucrative way to refer people. Right now, it's just a little bit of, it's just Citi being Citi, just like American Express being American Express. I guess we should get into this absurd deal here, Robert. It's going to take a little bit of time.
It is absurd. I'll try to break it down here quickly, and we'll put it in the show notes because this might be something that reads better on text than verbally. So November 2nd through November 8th, giftcards.com has a promotion that they're running whereby if you buy $100 Happy Card, these are the Happy Cards we talked about that can be used at places like Bed Bath & Beyond and Home Depot, depending on the way that they're stereotypically categorized. But for a $100 purchase of one of these cards, you get $10 back is the way they describe the promo. The $10 back comes in the form of a rebate in their loyalty currency, G Money Rewards or something like that. And
such a weird name, right?
Very weird. I'm probably not getting it right, you know, but it's G something. And what I did a trial purchase on this. I bought a $500 Happy card. It's a physical card, which is nice that you can buy a $500 because it gives you a little bit more, you know, action per swipe that you do with it. It's not like a $50 card or something like that. But for a $500 purchase, I got 10% of my purchase back in rewards. So, $50, not bad, right? So it's not capped at $10 the way they framed it. So whenever you get a promotion from giftcards.com, look at the way they describe it and then see what actually works. One nice thing about these being happy cards is that shopping portals are differentiating the amount that they pay when you make a purchase through giftcards.com. This obscure portal rebates me that is listed on Cashback Monitor, so they're on the up and up enough to at least make the cut there. They're supposedly offering 5% cashback when purchasing happy cards from giftcards.com. A nice thing with Rebates Me is that if you use a friend's referral link, they give you an additional 10% of that friend's cashback for a year. So it's an opportunity to partner up, and yeah, you can't do same household referrals according to their terms and conditions, but you could partner up with a friend to boost that, in this case, maybe up to 10% on top of the 5%. If that's not complicated enough for you, there's a promotion coming later in November at Bed Bath & Beyond that if you buy two $200 MasterCard gift cards, you'll get a $25 Bed Bath & Beyond gift card. So that would be something you need to liquidate on by buying something or reselling that. But the two times 200 MasterCard gift card purchase could be used and liquidated through the MasterCard gift card promotion that Plastic was recently running. Now, before you do that purchase, you might want to sweeten it even a little bit more by linking those happy cards to an airline portal to trigger the holiday bonus that we were talking about last week, or you might want to link it with Ebates for in-store cash back. So we've noticed some contention between doing the two of those at the same time, so you might want to pick one or the other. And like I said, I'll write this up in the show notes, but it's just an example of fusing some things together and stacking them in ways that maybe sound good on paper, but depending on, you know, how prone you are to being interested in working puzzles like this, maybe a great deal if you can scale it, or an utter waste of time that will completely deplete your
a lot of time
cognitive yeah. bandwidth.
Not a possible malfunction, right, Robert?
Absolutely. I mean, for example, I'm chasing after Rebates Me. The transaction hasn't tracked for some reason. Maybe it will, maybe it won't at some point. But you know, some of the stuff you have to kind of have to look at and just say, yeah, you know, it'll eventually track. I think the key is to not let yourself get too emotionally invested and not take up too much of your time. You know, make you ping them, right? You drop them an email, say, hey, how come I didn't get my rewards? But you don't, you know, sit on the phone with them for half an hour.
All right, so let's just move on to our, Brandon Asks for this week. And I'm going to totally butcher it. So I'll let you kind of, I'll let you set it up, Robert, and then maybe we can both give our take on it.
All right, a friend asks, I've had a Citibank Sears credit card for years. I liked it because I can redeem rewards for Sears gift cards at 1.5 cents per point, and I shop at Sears quite a bit, so it's a near cash equivalent for us. But with Sears filing bankruptcy, I'm looking for better options. I'm not into juggling credit cards or even signing up for new cards once a year. If you want a straightforward cash back card, what would you recommend?
Yeah, you know, interesting tidbit. One of my first credit cards was that Sears card, and I don't have it anymore. Robert, you have that card?
No, I've never had one of them, but I understand they were like recently lucrative. They earned thank you points, and they sometimes had like 10x
thank you point. Yeah. Who knew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Citi Double Cash Card. It's just so easy to use, and it's just a set it and forget it kind of thing. No annual fee. We talk a lot on the blog about the kind of the way that annual fees eat into your earning, especially your real earnings. I'm not a huge fan of jumping through a ton of hoops either. And it's a simple card. You can just put everything on it and you can rest assured you're getting pretty close to the highest rate for your overall average spending. So that's what I'd recommend. I mean, it's also a Citi card, so you probably have a good opportunity to even product change to it if you just call Citi up.
Yeah. Let's walk through that. So, he calls up Citi and he says what, is the Sears Citibank card available for product change? Would that be the terminology he'd use?
Yeah, you know, I would say that I would just be honest. Honesty is always the best policy. So I would just, you know, whoever you get on the other end of the line, it's not the first time someone's called and said, hey, I'm worried Sears is going bankrupt and I have this credit card. What other credit cards do you guys have that you could change it to for me? And or you could even come direct with, can you change this to a Citi Double Cash Card for me? I don't personally know if that's a valid upgrade path. Do you have any idea if it is, Robert?
No, it's you know, just keeping the answer general. Sometimes you can change to other cards and sometimes you cannot. Right. So
sure.
I think it's totally valid to call and say, hey, I'm interested in your best cash back card. If they guide you to the Citi Double Cash, that's great. If they say you can't, then it creates an opportunity to, or maybe not an opportunity, but a necessity to apply for a new card. And, you know, I think...
Right. And, you could apply for any city card that then can downgrade to a double cash. So
that's true. Maybe a little more complicated than he wants. I mean, it sounds like this guy's had the card for 10, 20 years, and he just wants to, you know, stick right. with something really simple. So I think the whole notion of just being able to do a product change, maybe even keep the same credit history with that previous card is appealing to him. And I think it would be a really nice upgrade. I mean, maybe when, you know, 10, 20 years ago, that 1.5% back towards Sears was pretty good compared to competing cards. But I have to think that the percentage that we're able to get back in rewards these days is better than it was some time ago, don't you think?
It's definitely better than 1.5%. 1.5% is now kind of the floor. There's cards that are above 2% on all spending. And I'll link in the bottom of this episode to our recent post calculating your yearly spend on some high-end cards. And then you can compare that to the spend on a double cash card, which is super easy to calculate. You take your spend of the year and you multiply it by 2%.
Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth look at this week's news and the topic of the week, which is everything works until it doesn't, visit us at patreon.com/myelinomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics we discussed today.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Myelinomics and Robert's at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.